A radio designed for NASA now tracks flights over the most remote parts of the globe, eliminating air traffic blind spots.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
For decades, radar couldn't cover the entire globe, leaving vast stretches of ocean off the grid. This forced planes into specific inefficient lanes to stay safe. The 2014 disappearance of Malaysia Air Flight 370 highlighted this critical gap. At the time, NASA was looking for a radio that could be upgraded or reconfigured from the ground. Through a 50-50 cost-share agreement, NASA's Glenn Research Center and Harris Corporation developed the first space-qualified, high-bandwidth, software-defined radio. NASA tested the new radio on the International Space Station. Harris Corporation, NASA's partner in the project, then commercialized this flexible technology. A new company, Aireon, adopted the AppStar radio for its satellite constellation. This radio is programmed to receive an airplane's automatic tracking signals, creating the first-ever global space-based tracking system. Today, this system, run by Aireon on the Iridium NEXT satellite constellation, tracks flights in real time, anywhere in the world, closing the dangerous radar gaps over oceans. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.